Blog Talk Radio.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Well, good morning, and welcome to the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. As we often say, this broadcast is designed to reach out to you, the UFCCM laity, with a goal of keeping in with Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11, 13, to prepare the laity for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and matured spiritually. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today for another opportunity to learn and grow from God's Word. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you right now in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. We thank you that you have preserved us to this day. Father, we thank you for this ministry of laity training to reach out to the laity so that we may become great and do those things that are pleasing in your sight. Lord, ask you to bless each listener today. Help us to grow and to learn and to lead inspired to do greater works for thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it's been a while since we have done a broadcast. Our last broadcast was in August, and we started a two-part series talking about faith, the antidote to the spirit of fear. And in that broadcast, we spent quite a bit of time talking about what fear is. We examined the two types of fear and looked at how those, the wrong kind of fear works against us and hinders us in our lives and in our walk with God and in our ability as laity to do a great work for God. Rather than recap all of that, I suggest that you go back and listen to the broadcast of August 13th, where great detail and a good amount of time was spent on breaking down and examining the two types of fear. So today, we're moving on to part two of this series, and we're going to be looking at moving from fear to faith. We're going to examine some consistent truths that can apply to our faith walk, and we're going to learn some steps on how to apply faith to our fear. Of course, as Christians, we know that we live in a world in which there's all type of trouble and fear. People are afraid and fearful, and because of this, they're acting out. Of course, as Christians, we don't have to fear or worry about anything because in faith we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, as stated in Romans 8 and 28. And that's one of the greatest of all liberations for a Christian, to be free from fear. To be free from every type of fear, fear of the unknown, fear of the dark, fear of enemies, fear of failure, and even fear of death, because we have complete freedom from fear in Jesus. When we trust God, then we have faith and not fear. We know that God loves us and he's going to take care of us and our families, our future, our jobs, our children, everything, if we obey him and walk in faith and not by sight. It is faith in Jesus that keeps us from fear. Psalm 27:1 says it so eloquently, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And 2 Timothy 1:7, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind." And John goes on to tell us in 1 John 4:18, "For perfect love casts out all fear." You know, fear and faith cannot totally occupy your heart and mind at the same time. It's impossible. It's almost like the natural law of physics, which states that two bodies cannot occupy the same place at the same time. And the same thing is true in the spiritual. Faith is the opposite of fear. And when you have faith and exercise that faith, it cancels out fear. Turning on the faith in our heart is like turning on the light in a room. You know, if you go into a room and it's dark, think about this. How do you get rid of the darkness? Do you try to shoo the darkness out? Do you go in with your fist and try to fight the darkness out? No, when you don't want darkness in the room, you just flip the switch and turn on the light, right? You just let the light in, and the darkness turns tail and runs. And that's exactly how we get rid of fear, by turning on faith. And how do you get faith? From reading the Word of God. The Bible says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Faith comes and grows as we faithfully read and hear God's Word, because it is the Word that strengthens us and gives us more faith. So the more you read the Word, the more faith you will have and the less fear you will have. We cannot handle all the what-ifs in life, but God can. He wants us to let him handle our fears, and he wants us to simply walk in faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 teaches us that we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, when our fears take over, we're just seeing. We're walking by sight and not by faith. Think about this. What if you thought you were seeing a ghost? That could be very scary. The disciples were in a boat late one night crossing a lake, and the wind was blowing hard and making big waves. And they saw Jesus walking on the water, and they thought they were seeing a ghost. They cried out for fear. But Jesus did not want them to be afraid, and he said to them, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." You know, this passage of Scripture reinforces within us the fact that even in the moments when we are frightened, Jesus calms us, and he wants us to trust him. He takes the storm out of us before he takes us out of the storm. Jesus always looks for our faith in God. He tells us to seek God first in all we do, and that God will take care of our needs. He said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So as we grow older, God wants us to grow up spiritually to be more mature Christians. That means that we walk by faith and not by sight, that when we find ourselves in times of trouble, we move as quickly as we can from fear to faith, from being afraid to trusting in God in all circumstances, to not operate and react on sight, on what we see, but on what we believe, knowing that God will take care of us and he will deliver us. As we walk from fear to faith, we will see some consistent truths that we can apply to our lives in our faith walk. So what are some things that we know to be true? Number one, God loves us. John 3:16 tells us that so beautifully. He loved us so much that he gave his only son for us. And Romans 5:5 teaches us that hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us. So number one, we can count on the fact that God loves us. Number two, God knows what is going on in our lives, because he is everywhere, omnipresent. He knows everything. He is omniscient. That's a part of his character. You know, in the book of Matthew and the teachings that we read, it says, don't worry what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to wear, because the Father knows that we need these things. He knows what's going on. He knows what we need. He knows our situation. And that is such a reassuring and calming fact and truth, that God knows what is going on in our lives. And the third thing, not only does he know what's going on, but he can do something about it. The angel of the Lord declares to Sarah in Genesis 18:14, is anything impossible for the Lord? And the answer is no. Remember the part of the Christmas story where the angel Gabriel tells Mary in Luke 1:7, for nothing will be impossible with God? We know that all things are possible for God. Our God is an all-powerful God, omnipotent. He is capable of doing anything he chooses to do. He cannot lie, and he cannot go back on his promise. So we know that God loves us. We know that God knows what's going on in our lives, and we know that God can do something about it. We can count on this truth. No matter what it is, God can and will do something about it. The fourth truth is that I can trust his goodness in whatever he chooses to do. This is a sticky part, isn't it? Is God good? Do I believe that he's good all the time? Yes, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. We need to accept the fact that God may not choose to rescue us from everything that is threatening us, but in any and all situations, we can count on these truths, that God loves me, God knows what's going on in my life, God can do something about it, and I can trust his goodness in whatever he chooses to do, however he chooses to fix it or to deliver us or to work it out, because all things work together for our good. And we need, as laity and as Christians in today's world, we need to trust God on the walk from fear to faith. You know, we look at what does it take for us to apply faith to fear? And I have some suggestions that we need to think about that we can use whenever we are afraid. First of all, we need to cast off fear and not accept it, and know that God did not give us the spirit of fear, knowing that that spirit of fear is not of God, but of Satan, who does everything he can. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. His job is to kill our faith, to steal our faith, and to destroy our faith if we allow him to do so. So, what can we do when we are afraid? What tools can we use to apply faith to our fear? Number one, confront it. Think about this, and if we were in a workshop, we would do some actual group work around this and discussion, but think about this. What fears do you have right now? The worst ones, the real ones, and the imaginary ones. And we talked about the fact that there are different types of fear, and that many times the things that we fear are not as horrible as we would think they are. But what fears do you have now? Think about them. Think about your worst fears, your real fears, and your imaginary fears. And ask about each one of these. What is my worst case scenario? Consider just one of these fears. What is the worst thing that could happen? And no matter what you think is the worst thing that can happen, know that God's got it. God knows, and God will deliver us. Consider, if the worst I can imagine happens, could I handle it through the presence and power of Jesus Christ? Believers have the power of the one who created the universe living inside of us. He can help us get through anything. The Spirit himself is praying for us in our weakness when we don't even know what to ask for. And we need to rely on that as we apply our faith to our fears. So remember these four truths. God loves me. John 3:16, Romans 5:5. God knows what is going on in my life. Matthew 6:31-32. And I'm giving you these scriptures so that you can take some time and read them for yourselves and see and feel the power and positive truth of God's word. Number three, God can do something about it. Luke 1:37, Mark 10:27. And I can trust his goodness in whatever he chooses to do. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Our understanding is so limited and so focused sometimes that we do not have the ability to understand what it is we're going through and why we're going through it. And the only thing we can do is to not lean on our own understanding, but to trust God and know that he is working all things for our good. And then pray. Prayer is simply talking to God about anything and everything. And many times, you know, as children, we think the only way and the only position of prayer is on our knees. But don't you understand that we can pray without ceasing at all times, no matter where we are, what we're doing, we can reach out to God and talk to him. And he wants to hear from us. He wants to hear from us consistently, not just when we're going through tough times or hard times, but even when we're going through good times, we can talk to God. We can give him thanks. We can give him praise. I love the psalm, Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And praise is a part of prayer. So we need to pray to thank the Lord for his presence and goodness, to ask him for the courage and the peace to ride out a storm. We can claim God's promises. Every single thing that he promised, we can claim by faith. Anytime you can ask for deliverance and protection, but we cannot hold God to promises he hasn't made. God has not promised us immunity from trouble, from illness, from calamities, from situations, but he has promised us that he is there and he will deliver us no matter what we're going through. His word is true because God is not a man that he should lie, and his word does not return void, and we need to stand on his word through faith no matter what's going on. In the world situation today, we see people are upset, they're afraid, they're acting out. But we in the body of Christ can remain calm and peaceful and rest in the knowledge and the fact that God knows what's going on. He will take care of us. He will never leave us or forsake us. That we ought not fear man who can destroy the body, but we need to fear God. And then we need to live life securely in Him. Trust God to show us what to do and to give us strength when we are weak or if we allow ourselves to become fearful. Just go to God. You know, where there is faith, fear cannot live. You feed your faith and your fears will starve to death. I want to repeat that. If you feed your faith, operate in faith, walk in faith, if you feed your faith, your fears will starve to death. Another quote that I thought was so interesting is that fear not at the door. Faith answered, and no one was there. Isn't that awesome? When fear comes a-knocking, if we answer fear with faith, fear will disappear. And fear and faith cannot keep house together. When one enters, the other departs. Fear imprisons, but faith liberates. Fear paralyzes, but faith empowers. Fear disheartens, but faith encourages. Fear sickens, but faith heals. Fear makes useless, but faith makes serviceable. Fear puts hopelessness in the heart of life, while faith rejoices in its God. If anyone gives us reason to have faith, it is Jesus, because through his signs and wonders which God worked in him, we see that we have reason to have faith in God. Through his own resurrection from the dead, proclaiming him to be the Son of God builds our faith in God. And through the words of his inspired apostles, whose overwhelming testimony gives us reasons to believe in who Jesus was and what he taught. So if we wish to overcome fear, the way to do that is faith in Jesus Christ. Because when we have faith in Jesus Christ, we therefore have victory over fear. I'm going to open it up now in the event that there are questions or comments or observations regarding faith, the antidote to the spirit of fear, and regarding how we move from fear to faith and walk in faith. We're open now to questions or comments. So you know, in our lesson in August, we really talked about the physical toll that fear takes on us, and how doctors are talking about the fact that people today are so afraid, and this fear that people have is manifested physically. Talking about fear is the number one killer, because fear causes sickness and mental illness more so than anything else on earth. And doctors have even discovered that the heart muscle is actually destroyed when people are subject to great fear. You may have heard of people that upon hearing something that frightened them, they had a heart attack and died. So we know that fear, if we allow it to operate and if we do not cancel it out with our faith, it can have physical manifestations on our body. Heart trouble, high blood pressure, arthritis, stomach ulcers are all diseases and conditions that are caused in large part by worry, by tension, by stress, and fear. And we also have to know and recognize what the psalmist says in Psalm 56:3 and 4. When I am afraid, I trust in you. In God, I boast in his promise. In God, I trust. I am not afraid. What can mere men do to me? In today's world, people are so afraid of the outcome of the election and what they fear a mere man can do to upend their lives, to upset them. But I submit to you today that we trust in God, and therefore we are not afraid. Notice that the psalmist doesn't say, if I'm afraid, because the word if means there might be a possibility of something happening. He says, when I am afraid, because we know that there are situations in life that if we allow them to happen, they will cause us to fear. But we know that by the power of God and our faith in God, we can overcome. And I always fall back on 2 Timothy 1:17. Whenever I feel fear, I first recognize that that is not of God, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. And I'm not talking about the emotion of fear, because many times as a human emotion, we may feel fear, but a spirit of fear is something that pervades us and takes over our mind and our thoughts. So God did not give us the spirit of fear that lingers and resides on and within us, but he has given us the spirit of power. And with that power, we have the authority. We can take the authority by faith over fear. But he's given us not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And isn't that so awesome that God has given us this power of love and of a sound mind? And because we have a sound mind, because we operate within the love of God, because we can take authority and walk in faith and not by sight, we are not subject to the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear comes directly from Satan. It is harmful. It is designed to paralyze us as believers. It really is designed to destroy our destiny and stint our spiritual growth. It is the spirit of timidity and cowardice and weakness. But the spirit which God gives us is the opposite. It is the spirit of power, which is the accompaniment of the gift of the Holy Spirit. What an awesome God that we serve, who has given us the ability to walk by faith and not by sight, and to not walk and to not live in fear. Well, I hope this has been an informative discussion. I hope you are encouraged. If you are operating in a place in your life right now where fear is trying to enter in, that you rebuke that fear, that you go to God's word. We look forward to our next broadcast, which will be on December 10th. May God bless you and keep you. Amen. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.